Hi folks, welcome to, what's the date today? Friday's Coffee and Colossians. This one from the balcony of where we're staying, which is lovely, and you can see the view out to the hills, just absolutely gorgeous. But we are on to what for some people is an extremely difficult subject. We're in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 6. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. Now, he's talking about the things that belong to your earthly nature: sexual impurity, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And the wrath of God is coming. The you know, when I went to see the Oppenheimer movie, and that quote from the Bhagavad Gita about being the destroyer of worlds, and then there's this dramatic picture of destruction with the flames and everything, which it's a horrific picture. Or just you look at some of the horrific pictures that come out about climate change and the consequences of that, and people terrifying people, you know, the wrath of the planet, if you like. One was, maybe you could say, the wrath of the Americans against the Japanese. The other was the wrath of the planets, if you adopted the Gaia theory. But the wrath of God, that seems just such an extraordinary thing. Well, the wrath of God comes about in this way, because we sow the wind and we reap the whirlwind. He's given us this beautiful world. He's made us in his image. And when we turn against that, what do we expect to happen? When we abuse our bodies, when we abuse other people's bodies, when we abuse his world, a time will come, as Revelation 11 tells us, that God will destroy those who destroy the earth. The wrath of God is a concept that a lot of people really don't like, but actually the world doesn't make sense without it, and the Bible doesn't make sense without it. God, it's coming on, I think that there's another, this verse could be, there's a manuscript which says, it comes on those who are disobedient, because that's what sin is, disobedience to God. And I think the wrath of God is coming, and I think the wrath of God is deserved, and I think we should all be fearful of that. And we need someone to turn aside that wrath. It's like this mighty torrent coming towards us. So this enormous flame going to overwhelm us and burn us up. And there's a word that is used, propitiation, which a lot of supposed Christians say they don't like. And I just absolutely love, because it means God turning aside. He's the propitiation for our sins, talking about Jesus. Turns aside the wrath of God. We deserve this wrath. It's coming upon us, but Jesus, if you like, stands in the gap and takes it all for us. And that's, again, a reason for us to turn away. You turn away from these things, put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. Now, I've used this illustration before, but it's still very relevant. I was in Dundee just a couple of days ago, and it reminded me, there was a record store there that I went in one time, and suddenly it just played Johnny Cash's God's Gonna Cut You Down. And I distinctly remember almost everyone stopping and listening. And it was an incredible, solemn message. And I wish it was a message that we taught more in the church. We turn aside the wrath of God, if you like, by saying, well, it doesn't really matter, or God is really love, and the wrath of God, forget about that. I think we undermine the wrath of God by, the love of God rather, by not showing that we deserve this wrath. And that shows how great his love is in contrast. So, I will try. I think I tried this before and YouTube didn't allow me to do it. If they allow me to do it, then I'll put on at the end, Johnny Cash's God's Gonna Cut You Down. If they don't, just go on to YouTube And just type in Johnny Cash, God's Gonna Cut You Down, and watch it, because it really is marvelous. But whatever, I hope to see you again on Monday. I think we may be up in the Highlands on Monday, but please do join us as well for Sunday Catechism. Bye.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black, and he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.